could win. And now we have a series. That's what everybody wants, right? We want to respectfully go back to our corner and get ready for game seven. But it was a good response to the last 48 hours. And we have a very stubborn, tough-minded group. And so now our focus has to continue to quiet everything from outside and focus on how we get game seven. But it was a tremendous response.
Steve Hall, Pat Boston Herald. Eric, you've seen a lot of LeBron in 2 years. Have you ever seen that kind of return?
He was absolutely fearless tonight. And it was contagious. The way he approached the last 48 hours, and not only LeBron, but everybody else. It wasn't the end of the world. Nobody likes getting thrown dirt on your face before you're not even dead. He showed great resolve the last day before you get to this point. And you could see it leading up to that, but he was fearless in the game. And everybody followed from them.
Josh? Sharp Lake, Comcast Sportsman. Coming into the game, Eric, was the goal or plan to play LeBron the whole game, or did that just kind of work?
Pretty darn close to it. I told him yesterday that it was going to be at least 4-6. I would try to get a 2 somewhere. I think he wanted to come out possibly when there's 6 seconds left on the clock in one of the quarters. I said, absolutely not. You got to finish that quarter. But he was ready and willing. He said, whatever you need, coach. If that means 48, 53, whatever. That's, whatever it takes, I'll do.
You said that you could tell from yesterday. Could you just describe a little bit more about what you mean that you could tell about his mindset?
Well, I think I mentioned it before the game, that this is a very stubborn, tough-minded group. We've been through a lot, and when you're around a group long enough, you know the looks that you get, and I liked the look that I was getting back at me yesterday.
Jared Weiss, CLNS Radio. You actually had more assists than the Celtics did tonight. What did you do to stop the fluidity in their ball?
I don't know. Sometimes it's make or miss, that's the way this series has been going at times. We felt we should have won the last 2 games. There were some tough loose balls, tough bounces, resulted in some untimely buckets in game five. But that's the way it goes. You have to stay the course. And that's why we just want to retreat, go back to our corner, and get geared up for the next game.
Hi, Coach.
Hello.
Hi, Coach. John Scheinman for the Sports Rabbi.
Can you talk about how important it is, even though LeBron is an amazing playmaker, but for him to essentially force the issue and keep looking to shoot nonstop, and not just put his head down and drop to the basket, but rely on his skill set out of the post?
Yeah, that was, they do a great job of taking you out of some of the things, and so we had to try to get our guys in areas where they could be aggressive. And he came out with an attack mentality right from the get-go. And that just pumped up the entire team up with a tremendous amount of confidence. But he is, arguably the most skilled player in this league. And he has a lot to his repertoire. He's able to showcase a lot of that tonight. But we needed every single bit of it. But particularly him coming out and setting the tone. And that's not just the game. Everybody notices the game. We saw the last 24 hours.
Coach, Noah Kozlov, CineSport, you said you needed all of it tonight from LeBron. Are you fearful at all that you're going to need all 45 again in game seven?
He's going to play quite a bit, so he's a playmaker. That might mean he gets more assists the next game. He does a good job of reading the game and what a team needs to win, and that's on both ends of the court. So whatever it takes, and obviously that'll be 1-5 as well.
Two more guys.
Jason Mastronauta from Miami Herald. Eric, with Dwayne Wade, what did you see from him tonight, and maybe specifically the differences with him in the second half?
Well, he had a big chore defensively, and he was making a lot of plays for us. And disrupting a lot of things that they were trying to do. So I was expending quite a bit of energy, and we needed every part of that. But I liked some of the actions and the looks he was getting. He couldn't get the ball to drop down. You know, I know not as much as he wanted to, but I think he was getting cleaner looks than he had been earlier in the series. I think that's something to build on.
LeBron takes more, obviously, as you know, more blame than anybody when things aren't going well. As much as he's hearing all that, maybe more so than the rest of you for the last couple of days, do you think that that is part of what fuels a game like this?
I think what fuels him is this moment. And the moment will define you. But I think he's also, and we've all done a much better job. We've been through a lot in the last 2 years. I think we've all learned how to compartmentalize and quiet all the noise out and just focus on the matter at hand. And he did a tremendous job with that. I don't think he really felt all the noise from outside. He was focused and concentrated just on the team and what he needed to do to help us win. That took a great deal of discipline on his part.
Thank you.